sweet lighthouse keeper. My dear, sweet lighthouse keeper, come to me. Come to me, young land farer. I wish to play with you. Don't worry, young one. I'm very real. This isn't your mind playing tricks, nor a dream while you sleep. I am so real, dear lighthouse keeper, and I want to play. You've done so well today, darling. The lamp is lit, the board swept clean, and the shutters are barred for the coming storm. Don't sit there by your lonesome in the damp, in the dark, sipping fire from your flask. I know a warmer place, a place so calm, so relaxing. The world you know, sitting on your little rock, is so bleak, depressing. The wind howls and batters your windows. The rain keeps you damp and cold, no matter how much you warm your belly with drink. The birds of the sea laugh at you with their mocking squawks. Their tiny minds don't comprehend much, but they see you, trapped on your tiny rock, an animal in a cage, and they laugh and laugh and laugh. You say the sun is so warm and inviting, but when was the last time you saw her, young land farer? I'm afraid she favors other lands, other rocks, much more than your own sweet boy. Do you hear the waves, lighthouse keeper? The way they crash against the rocks, lap against the shores. The ocean calls for you, dear boy, so gently. You wouldn't know it from where you stand, land farer, but beneath the chaos of the surging waves lies true calm, silence, in its truest form. We're much the same, you and I, my sweet. It's so lonely sometimes, isn't it? I've watched you on your little rock for so long. It can be so, so lonely. Wake up, do the choirs, light the lamp, go to bed. Wake up, do the choirs, light the lamp, go to bed. Wake up, do the choirs, light the lamp, go to bed. Wake up, do the choirs, light the lamp, touch your cock, go to bed. I've been watching you, land farer. Oh, sweet boy, I'm not making fun of you. I'm trying to tell you, I've been lonely too. But why suffer alone, you and I? We can be together in the great vastness of the ocean, cradled by her warmth, embraced by her silence, together. Doesn't that sound lovely, my dear, down here with me? Oh, sweet boy, don't worry about the dark. I'm here to illuminate your path. Your mind will tell you not to go. Don't listen. Your body will tell you it's not safe. Ignore it. Your spirit will fight your every move. Silence it. Feel the waves lap against your skin, my dear land farer. Feel them pull at you, drawing you to come a little further, a little deeper, just a little. Doesn't it feel nice on your skin? Wiggle your toes in the sand for me. Feel the warm water slip between them. Feel the soft tickle of sand on your feet. One more step. Take one more step for me, land farer. One more step in this wonderful water. Isn't that nice? The water covers your ankles now, blanketing them in warmth. Feel your feet slowly sink into the soft sand beneath them. Feel the way the wet sand squishes between your toes. It's almost like each and every grain of sand wants you to go deeper. Isn't that nice? Can you feel the difference yet, land farer? Focus on your feet. They feel so warm now, tingly even. It's so much nicer down here. Keep walking for me, nice and slow. Deeper, deeper into the warmth you go. Feel it crawling up your calves, lapping at your knees. I'm so pleased you'll be joining me. There's so much I want to do. Before too long, the warmth of the ocean waters will be all that you feel. I will be all that you hear, and we will be free to do anything together. Anything. Feel the waters now, flowing around your thighs. The crashing waves slowly retreat back into the ocean, gently tugging you along with every splash, pulling you. Oh, this is the hardest part for some. It's a sensitive thing, the one between your legs. Be brave now, Landfarer. Let the ocean feel your manhood. And such a splendid cock you have, Landfarer. One does not usually possess such size. I will admit, it was one of the many reasons I picked you, darling. It was so sad to see you each night, handling him with such ferocity, dreaming of a beautiful woman that would help you. But when you opened your eyes to no one, nothing but your own sticky mess, the sight of it all deeply saddened me. But those nights are behind us now, Lighthouse Keeper. You have me now, a beautiful woman, one the likes of which you've never seen before. That much is true. You'll be so delighted. Feel the water now, passing your belly, reaching your chest, your heart for the first time beating under the ocean's waves. You're so close now, sweet Lighthouse Keeper. I can't wait to see you, to touch you, to feel you. Come to me. One more step. Feel the water reach your shoulders. You're simply a head now, floating above the water. Don't worry. It will be as if you're still breathing air. It's magic. My magic. Close your eyes for me, Landfarer. Close them tight. Take one last breath and let yourself drift. Let yourself sink. That's it, darling. You're doing so well. Focus on the warmth you feel all over your body now, how it radiates through you, circles you, tickles you even. I'm going to count down from 10. When I say 1, I want you to open your eyes for me. Can you do that? Good. 10. The feeling of warmth caressing your whole body. 9. Your thoughts fade as you go deeper down. 8. Like bubbles rising to the surface. 7. It feels good to let go, doesn't it? You have nothing to worry about down here. No obligations, no worries, no pain, only pleasure here. 5. All of those things, just bubbles, floating away. 4. The lights, the sounds, the smells, all fading. 3. And when you open your eyes, you'll fill your mind with everything I want you to see. 2. Everything I want you to feel. Everything I want you to do. 1. Because you're mine now. All mine. Open. Open your eyes, dear Lighthouse Keeper. Hi. You can finally see me. Am I everything you dreamed? Of course I am. Don't I have just the most beautiful long hair? Or are my large, firm breasts distracting you? Oh, this? Right. I figured that might be a bit of a surprise. The fins and fishtail kind of come with the territory. How else would I be able to live down here? I know. Everything is a little overwhelming. Just look around. It's okay, see? You can see everything. You can breathe just fine. And you can feel everything. My magic. You're under my spell. It's been so long since I've done this. I was worried it wouldn't work. But I have you now. That's all that matters. Come with me, sweetheart. We're almost to the bottom. Isn't it the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? The most brightly colored coral. Shiny shells cover the sand. An endless view of vibrant flora. Hundreds of little fish and creatures make their homes here. Everything shines with the magic of the ocean. Yes, my magic. I bet you never thought something so beautiful was beneath your feet this entire time. And I guess the ocean is pretty nice too, huh? It's your home now, sweet boy. Isn't that just wonderful? I'm so happy. I'm no longer alone. I wasn't lying when I said I was bored, sweet lighthouse keeper. You can only keep a woman waiting for so long. Eventually, she needs to just take things into her own hands. You see, I've been waiting so long for some poor men on a rickety little ship to come by. They'd get caught up in my spell, come to me, and become my little playthings. I waited and waited and waited, years and years, but not one ship. Not one man came down to my little part of the ocean. And that's when I realized. Your horrendous lighthouse was the problem, darling. You and your lighthouse, Landfarer, kept all the ships, all the men away from me, away from my grasp. Well, there was only one thing I could do. Naturally, I had to take you. It took time. It was hard, I'll admit. You're no easy nut to crack, but here you are. And with you gone, the lighthouse light will burn low, then burn out, and then, well, I'll have so many more playthings. But don't worry, you'll still be my favorite. What? What do you mean you don't wish to stay? Do you have any idea what... any comprehension of what I... the gift I'm giving you, and you say no? That's simply not an option. You're mine. Unless you want to play a game with me. Play a game with me and I'll give you the chance to run off to your sad, creaky little lighthouse, dear Landfarer. I was perfectly happy letting you keep your mind, keep your soul, if you just stayed with me willingly. All your little thoughts, your worries, I can see them. And the one that stands out to me the most, the one that's just screaming at me, is your pathetic little need for someone to touch your cock. I'll do that for you. My hands stroking you, my mouth sucking you, my pussy milking you. Oh yes, don't let the tail fool you. Your cock betrays you, Landfarer. Look at it, straining for my touch. So here's the game. We play together as long as you want. I'll do anything you want. And if you can make me come, you're free to go. It should be easy for you. Oh. But there's one more thing. There's a very special aphrodisiac in the water around here. Only trace amounts, mind you. But it has its effects on poor little landfarers like yourself. You might have even noticed its effects already. Tingling all over your body. A quickened heart rate. A rock-hard cock. Let's see. Oh, check, check, and check. Seems like you're under the influence of it already. Are you sure you should even be managing a lighthouse in this state, sweetheart? I should also mention that there's a much more concentrated dose on my skin. More in my saliva, and the most in my cunt. So the longer we play, the more you enjoy me, the more aroused you'll get. Your mind will start to cloud. Thoughts will be lost to the pleasure you feel. Your cock will throb. Your balls will ache. You'll want nothing more than to be with me, to feel me, to enjoy me, to please me. Forever. It's been said that someone could lose their mind to it, lose their soul to it even. But you just need to hold out until I come. How hard can it be? I've been starved of cock for so long, it won't take much. What do you say? Play with me. Be with me. Enjoy me. All of me. For as long as you can handle me. Make me come. Let's begin. I'll start with my hands. Not particularly exciting things, hands, but mine feel a whole lot different than when you touch yourself. My hands are so slippery, aren't they? They're coated in a natural film that helps me swim faster. But I suppose it also helps with stroking cocks. It's so easy for me to slide them from your tip to your base, one after the other, nice and tight. Or I can twist one hand around your tip while the other pumps you slowly. Is that nice, darling? Isn't nice, my sweet landfarer? I wouldn't dare leave out these big balls, though. They need to be massaged. Lightly pulled, squeezed. How are you holding up so far, landfarer? I hope you're not going to come just yet. It would be so disappointing. A gentleman like yourself would never. I didn't say we'd have sex right away, sweet landfarer. I like to take my time, and I'm going to take as long as I want with you. My hands may feel amazing right now, the aphrodisiac on my skin absorbing into yours. But if my hands feel this good, how will my mouth feel? Aren't you curious, my dear lighthouse keeper? I can stroke you with my tits and suck on you with my mouth. You forget, I can see your thoughts. I know what you're thinking. Just a little bit more fun. Couldn't possibly hurt. Tell me what you want. Tell me you want to feel my tits on your cock. Very good, landfarer. You've been staring at them this whole time. How do they feel? They're so big and firm, wrapped around you. The feeling of you sliding between them makes my nipples so hard. They're sensitive. When I pull on them and twist them, it sends shivers down my spine. I need your big cock in my mouth. Yes, I need it. Just the tip. I need to taste you. This is a wonderful cock, Landvera. And my mouth is so much nicer than my hands. Right, darling? My saliva makes everything so much better. I can coat your cock in it, make it slide down your shaft, make my breasts even more slippery. The sensation must be incredible. Feel my tongue slowly circle your tip. Feel my soft lips sucking you with every stroke. Is your mind beginning to get foggy? I did warn you. This drug is quite potent. Stay with me, Landvera. Just let your mind focus on my mouth, on my tits, on your throbbing cock between them. That's it. Good boy. You feel so good right now between my tits. Let me just take you in my mouth a little deeper. I promise it will feel so good, Landvera. If my mouth on your tip feels this good, imagine me sucking the length of you. Tell me you want me to suck your cock, Landvera. Tell me you want me to deep throat your cock. Say it. Good boy. Just feel my mouth, inch by inch, sucking you in. Feel my hand on your balls. While my other hand finds your little asshole. How does that feel? Ah, so good. Your cock fits so nicely in my throat. Like it was meant to be there. Like I was meant to suck your cock. Feel me take you fully into my throat. From your tip to your balls. Feel my face hit your stomach as I hold you in my throat. My hands caress your balls. Your ass greedily takes my fingers and I stroke your prostate. It must be so hard to keep your thoughts straight, so much pleasure. Do you have to keep reminding yourself that you're playing a game? You poor boy. You have to get back to your lighthouse, right, Landvera? Why did you have to leave again? I can't recall. It was something important. Have you been enjoying my mouth, darling? It is wonderful, isn't it? Although there is something better. That's right, my pussy. I'm so glad you remembered. You've been doing so well. Don't you think you deserve to feel it? I think you deserve it. To feel my soft, sweet pussy. So hot and wet for you. I know it's so hard to think straight right now. Your mind is a blurry mess, your thoughts reduced to only a few simple words. Poor thing. All I need is a simple nod. Do you want to feel my pussy? That's a good boy. I'm so wet for you. I've waited for so long for it. Just touch the tip of your cock to it. That's it. Feel my opening. Feel how warm it is. How wet it is. Those drugs are really something, aren't they, Landvera? Let go. Don't fight it. Enter me. Take me, Landvera. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me, Landvera. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fill my cunt with your cock. Yes. Yes. That's it. Take me. Let the feeling of me cascade through you. Feel the pleasure. Build inside of you. Feel me. Oh, feel me grip your cock. So tight. Squeezing you. Milking you. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. You're going to make me come. Keep going. Faster, Landfair. Harder. Faster. Pound me. Make me come all over your cock. Feel the drugs of my cunt flow through you. Yes. Yes. Feel your mind go blank. Feel your soul flow between us as you slam into me. Why are you here, Landfarer? What do you want? What do you need? Me, I am everything. I am all you need. Feel the pressure build. Build in your pores. Feel your cock spasm inside me. There's no need to hold back anymore, dear Landfarer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come with me. I can feel you getting close. So close. Your balls ache for release. Your cock throbbing to burst inside me. Don't stop. Don't stop. Feel me. Oh, gods, it feels so good. You can feel this way forever. With me, forever. Come with me. Come now. Come deep in my pussy. Fill me with your cum, Landfarer. Come. Come now. Now. Come. Sweet Landfarer, that was truly incredible. You did so wonderfully. It was the very thing I wanted for so long. You were so perfect. I'm sorry it had to be this way. I wanted you to keep yourself, your thoughts, your essence. But when you threatened to leave, you left me no choice. You'll love it here with me, I promise. I'm sure you're very tired. Lay your head on my lap, sweet boy. Let me tell you a story as you drift to sleep. Close your eyes, darling. Listen to my words. There once was a lonely lighthouse keeper.